ambition is one thing, making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in, helping businesses turn ambition into action, combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges, delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
My guest is Grace Barbet, one of Australia's leading world music artists. Grace, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to SBS French.
Thank you so much, Vietnam, for having me. It's been a while.
Indeed, it's been a while since we last had you on our program, and now we're catching up ahead of your upcoming appearance in Melbourne in a few days' time. But before we delve into that, let's look back at your music, deeply rooted in Seychellois culture and traditions, but also blending with other genres like Afrobeat and so on. How do you strike the balance between your roots, preserving your roots, and constantly navigating other musical directions?
That's been a very interesting over the course of my career. I would say just over 20 years now. So I was born in Seychelles and I grew up in Perth, Western Australia. Music has always been in me. It's been deeply rooted, so that never left. And I performed with the Seychelles Community Band here in Perth for quite a few years in my teenage years. So I've always learned the traditional music, the sega, the mutsia, singing in Creole, even dancing, the traditional dances. My mother taught me the traditional dances. So that's always been ingrained and always been with me. But growing up in Perth meant that I was also exposed and influenced by other styles and other genres. So when I kind of moved out of community events and did my own thing, I performed with different bands from different diverse backgrounds, musicians from different diverse backgrounds, and really became open and welcoming different styles. But mind you, I've always been a fan of reggae music as well. So from the islands, we love reggae. So that's always been there as well. And I'm an 80s baby, so I love pop music. So you find that in my style of writing, in my songs, you could hear the pop sensibilities. So I would say, growing up in Perth just really allowed me to experiment with different styles other than the rhythms from back home.
What can you say about world music and especially culturally diverse artists and their role in the Australian music landscape today?
I find it quite exciting today compared to when I first started. You know, world music seems like such a niche, genre. Today it's so wide and diverse. Like, I love seeing so many world music artists now from all different diverse backgrounds and collaborating and meeting different musicians from all over the world who are now living in Australia, who are migrated in Australia, and I get the chance to actually hear all the different styles and genres coming from worldwide. So even though world music sounds like a niche term, it's actually quite big. And touring and traveling has given me much more of an insight of how vast world music is. It is music of the world, literally. And I've seen and heard so many amazing bands and acts from around the world. And coming back to Australia, it does still seem a bit small, but it has definitely grown over the years, and I think it's a positive thing.
Yeah, world music is massive. It's not just what people are used to, warm Adelaide and so on. It's much bigger. Coming to your upcoming performance in Melbourne in a few days' time, you'll be performing in an acoustic duo with James Ross.
Yes.
What does a setting like this mean to you, playing in a more intimate kind of format?
I love the intimate format. I don't get the chance to do it all the time, and this is the first time I think I'm going to be performing in that format in Melbourne. And it's a great way to reintroduce myself and the songs to a small, intimate audience. My band is, we're a three-piece band, but we're quite electric and high-energy, dancey band. It's rocking. Yeah. And with this sort of setup, I get the chance to strip things back with James on acoustic guitar. And James plays with the Cat Empire as well. So I got the chance to really get to feel James playing. And I approached James because my guitarist is based in Tanzania at the moment. So I asked James if he'd like to actually accompany me for this particular performance. And with this intimate performance, I'll get the chance to be up close and personal with the audience, get to talk about the songs. Most of the songs will be in Creole, in Seshwa Creole. So it is a chance for me to talk about the songs, storytelling, and also introduce songs that I don't really get the chance to perform with the band. You know, I'm very, very excited to be singing these songs and focusing on the vocals. I won't be playing bass on the night, so it's just vocals for me and James on acoustic guitar. Really raw, really intimate and beautiful.
Yeah, just because when you mentioned vocals, with the Cat Empire, you're not only a vocalist, you're also a bassist.
Yes, the role, it's a full-on role. You know, I was challenged to push myself to the next stage of my career, I suppose, which I really needed. And it's been amazing in the last over 3 years now, I think, since I joined the band. And I'm a much better vocalist. I'm a much better player. Even my songwriting is better, you know, the development of my songwriting, because I'm working with incredible musicians. I'm not saying, you know, my band is they're my family and they're incredible musicians. But to also be put in a situation where you're challenged even more to make you a better musician is what you want as a musician at this stage of your career.
Yeah, you mentioned a long responsibility to preserve and share your heritage with the audiences.
Absolutely, because it's what I do naturally. I still speak Creole very fluently at home and in my writing, so it's around me every day. Even though I live here and I grew up in Perth, I very much can, you know, speak and sing and write in Creole. It showcases my roots, you know, where I come from and the uniqueness of that and preserving that identity. When I do that, when I travel and share that with the audience, especially an international audience that don't know much about that region, that part of the world, it's a celebration that I get to share where I come from. And to think that I live in Perth in Australia, touring internationally with this big international live band, but coming from a region in the Indian Ocean Island region, was born in the Seychelles. It's such a journey, and there's so much you can talk about and share with people along the way. They go, oh, Seychelles, where's that? And I'm like, it's not just Seychelles, it's the Indian Ocean Island region. There's Mauritius, there's Reunion Island, there's Rodrigue, there's Comore. You know, it's that's what makes, for me personally, makes the Indian Ocean Island region, and that needs to be celebrated.
I was going to ask you about your projects, if you've got an album in the pipeline, but let's first talk about your last album, Fun Woman, which celebrates women. Beyond getting audiences dancing, what message do you hope people take away from your music?
I do hope people feel the genuinity that comes from the music and the sound and my singing, because it does come from that place for me personally. It's genuine, it's roots, it's culture with everything else combined. And for me, it's very important to preserve and to keep that, and people can hear it. But the message behind my last album, for example, titled Femme, which means woman, is a celebration of how much I've grown as a woman now, as a musician, a mature artist in my career. Looking back at my first album, I feel like I was a child looking back now, you know, and Creole Daughter, my first album, and moving through over 20 years and now looking at that last album really reflects the maturity of the music and the songwriting. And FAM is a celebration of women. I come from a matriarch society. I have very strong women, you know, in my family. So it's a celebration of that and what women have contributed to the family, to the community, to the society. Thought, well, why not? And especially in education to both of my grandmas. I remember being specific and I said, you know, the liner notes at the very back of my album at the bottom, you know, this is a tribute to my grandmother, my grandmothers. Who knows what the next album is going to be celebrating. And I'm trying to find time to actually finish the next album, which is quite a challenge at the moment.
Do you have an idea when it's due so we can invite you again to talk about it and listen to the tracks that you'll be treating us to?
I'm hoping late 2027. So I have already started writing for this album. And my first single will be out before the end of this year. Okay. So there's definitely going to be music out. But it's, again, I've always taken my time between albums. I never really rushed. But I feel like the next album is very well overdue. And a lot of people have been asking, when's the new album coming out?
Yeah. Now, we spoke about your Creole and Seychellois background. One thing is that the Seychelles are very beautiful islands and renowned for very beautiful beaches. And I see these idyllic posters in travel agencies and so on and online. So that's the picture that we see of the Seychelles, but less for its music. If you had 1 minute to convince someone to discover Seychellois music, what would you say?
Oh, wow. 1 minute? Is that all?
Well, I know it's very rich, but we're on radio, so we give you only 1 minute.
Sure. I mean, Seychelles, it is textbook paradise. Not going to lie. It's got some of the best beaches in the world. And tourism is our biggest industry. So I understand why, you know, a lot of focus goes onto that. But with such a melting pot, there's a lot more richness in you know, the islands have to have to share other than tourism. No doubt about the beaches, the tourism, but I would encourage everyone to have a listen to the music, the culture, the arts, the craft. There's a lot more going on the islands. That's very, very rich. And this is where I come from. I feel I have the platform and the opportunity to showcase a lot more of that, because everybody knows Seychelles is beautiful paradise. I don't need to convince anybody about that. I need to convince people of the culture and the arts side of it.
Very well said, especially in 1 minute. Now, my very last question ahead of your upcoming one-off appearance in Melbourne in a few days' time. Now, is there a particular feeling or story you'd like to leave audiences with?
I always feel like, especially with this type of performance, the strip back, even with the band, it's the same, even though it's more a strip back performance, is I want the audience to feel like they've gone on a journey to the Indian Ocean, you know, and gone on a journey through the songs, because the songs I'm going to be performing are songs from my first album, my second album, and my third album. So you will be going on a journey of my career, and I'll be talking about the songs and how, and also feel like they've gone to the islands, they've had a taste of the islands and come back, you know. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, can't wait. In a few days' time. Thanks a lot. You've been really generous with your time.
And, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.
Ambition is one thing. Making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in, helping businesses turn ambition into action. Combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges. Delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.